This is The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
I think before we ask the question, how are we going to fix it, the most important question that for a number of these topics that we're going to break down is, do the powers that be want to fix it?
Everybody blames everybody. The city blames the county blames the state blames the city and the county blames the city and the state. It just goes round and round. But in the end, the only person that's hurt is the renter.
Live at the Avenue, here's Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
Good evening and welcome. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, along with the effervescent, because clearly I'm not, Denise Thomas. Hey.
You sound very alto, Dr. Ken.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm a little under the weather, but I'm actually a lot under the weather. I'm going to give you the first hour.
So we're going to make sure.
And I'm going to let you, soldier on.
I've got it. Well, Dr. Ken, we all here at The Truth, TMJ, wish you a quick and safe recovery. It is that time of the year. So while I do have Dr. Ken here for the first hour, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Truth Unfiltered. It is Sunday, the first day of February 2026, which also is the first day of Black History Month. So wishing everyone a happy, happy Black History Month. I hear your eyes rolling. Come on, y'all, let's do better. Okay? We're all Americans. In all seriousness, there is a major development coming out of Washington, because we've got 1 hour with Dr. Ken. I want to make sure I get all of his intellectual property, all his IP during this first hour. So there is a development coming out of Washington that goes right to the heart of what it means to be safe in your home. And it is sparking a constitutional firestorm across this country. Everybody in this country, regardless of what side you're on. And when I say side, whether you are a conservative, whether you're liberal, whether you're right, you're left, you're for ICE, you're not. This is definitely one of the hottest topics going on right now. And a recently revealed internal memo from ICE, which for those that don't know what that means, which is fair because we got a lot of acronyms that we're managing. ICE is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Okay. It is the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. So there has been an ICE, or commonly referred to as ICE, memo saying that agents may now enter your home. That's right, you. They can enter your home without a warrant signed by a judge. So many of us have been saying, hey, ICE only has administrative warrants. And because they don't have judicial warrants, a lot of people have been reading their rights from what is trending as the red card. And we've actually got some audio we're going to play here in a second. Let me be clear, and Dr. Ken, this is where I'm so interested as a retired law enforcement officer. Now, traditionally, because Lord knows we are beyond tradition based on what I am seeing and hearing in the news. Actually, I take that back. Because a lot of what I'm seeing is very similar to what I was seeing when I was in elementary school and in high school, in social studies class, watching the civil rights movements in the 50s through the late 60s. So traditionally, you need any federal law enforcement officer, okay? Federal law enforcement officer, including ICE, needs a judicial warrant signed by a neutral.
Well, that's any law enforcement officer, state, federal, okay. You need one, right?
This is why we need Dr. Ken. Any law enforcement officer, before they can break down a door, or force their way into a private residence.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution has worked for decades. No unreasonable searches or seizures without judicial oversight. So this memo, Dr. Ken, mm-hmm. and all of our valued listeners, quietly issued last year and has now been made public.
Right.
Through a whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
I promise I'm not the whistleblower, y'all. I don't have that much power. Which is now challenging the norm. It tells ICE officers or ICE officers that they can use only an administrative warrant.
Right.
And it could be drafted and signed by an agency official in order to enter homes and make arrests, even if the homeowner does not consent. So, Dr. Ken, for those of us that are law-abiding,
mm-hmm.
tax-paying, United States documented citizens,
mm-hmm.
should we be concerned?
No.
Should we be fearful?
No.
Because I'm seen as a Black person in this country. I'm seeing where ICE officers are randomly selecting folks that look like me. Because I think the biggest misconception is, oh, this is not our problem. This is for Mexicans, or this is for Puerto Ricans, or this is from folks from Venezuela. This is for, you know, them, illegal immigrants, all these very disgusting stereotypes.
But remember, those are people that are on the street that they're doing that to. So it's kind of a gray area. If you're in public, you're open to scrutiny from law enforcement. That can kind of go either way. So depending on how they handle it or they detain you, that'll then cause them some issues with your constitutional rights. But just stopping you, there's significant room for a law enforcement officer to stop anybody if they're in public.
Okay, so this is good, because in addition to what Dr. Ken just shared, I'm going to underscore what many legal experts
mm-hmm.
are saying, that this is real. Now, those that are anti-ICE, including legal experts, are saying that this is a major departure from longstanding constitutional protections.
Correct.
They're arguing, Dr. Ken, that it effectively cuts judges out of the process that has previously or traditionally protected homes from unreasonable government intrusion for generations. And so here we are now, and we're seeing it all over the internet. So when you hear that ICE
mm-hmm.
may enter your home without mm-hmm. a judge's warrant,
right?
What does that make you feel, Dr. Ken? Please, 833, oh, Lord, I was about to say the truth number. I do it all
the Siding time. Unlimited WTMJ talking text line is 855-616-1620.
And I say that I'm perimenopausal because the first thing that we experience the most is Dr. Ken's face. No, y'all need to know this, okay? I'll be 50 in May.
Uh-uh.
I am perimenopausal, and I'm suffering,
Para?
Literally suffering from brain fog.
Okay.
So that
might
I
be
can't
COVID.
Remember anything. Sorry?
Okay. That might be COVID. I don't know.
Dr. Ken.
I'm trying to give you a way out. I'm trying to give you an exit.
we're gonna take a break. I gotta say some stuff offline to Dr. Ken that I can't let y'all hear. but when we come back, our Siding Unlimited talk and text line. And shout out to all those that are watching us on X, formerly known as Twitter. We see y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. We want to hear from you. We want to understand, when you hear that ICE may enter your home, your sanctuary, without, and I want to emphasize, without a judge's warrant, what does that make you think about the concept of privacy and safety in your own community? We will pick up where we left off. We want to hear from you. 855. Dr. Ken, don't leave me hanging.
616-1620. Our Siding Unlimited WTMJ talking text line. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Truth Unfiltered.
Please. This wallet-sized red card is full of very important information when it comes to immigration and constitutional rights. I picked up this card at the Downtown Phoenix Library where they have a whole stack of them, but you can also make your own. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center has printable sheets on their website available in multiple languages. One side of the card tells you what to do if an immigration agent tries to contact you. For example, don't open the door if an immigration agent is knocking, and don't answer any questions because you have the right to remain silent, that kind of stuff. The other side of the card has statements that you can read to an agent, or you can even hand an agent the card so it can speak for you. An example of one of the things it says is, I do not wish to speak with you, answer your questions, or sign or hand you any documents based on my Fifth Amendment rights under the United States Constitution. This red card has been around for decades, but demand for them has reportedly spiked since President Donald Trump took office and ramped up deportations. And if you think this information is only for non-citizens, think again. Even US citizens have gotten caught up in this latest immigration crackdown. And the card says itself, these cards are available to citizens and non-citizens alike, which means it's just good information for everyone to have.
So what do you think?
With Dr. Ken Harris and your girl DT, Denise Thomas, the Effective Communication Coach, thank you so much. If you're just tuning in, you're like, what was that? That was not a commercial. This is something that is going around on across social media platforms. And I'm actually about to download my red card right now. Now, some of you are probably still thinking, what is Denise talking about? What is this? And I just want to pick up where she left off, the voice that we heard. Please do not think that you are immune from this, because the deportation efforts under the Trump administration are increasing by the day. And it is important that you know your rights. And if you are stopped by ICE or law enforcement, it's going to be very important that, again, you understand your rights and you're prepared and able to provide clear steps during those encounters. Because what I've seen, Dr. Ken, and I would love and appreciate your expertise on this. I've seen on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, one of the things about technology, and I'm holding up my mobile phone, if you can see it, a lot of these incidents between ICE and civilians, because in some cases, I've seen videos where ICE approaches an individual and they are documented. And I've seen videos where, I just saw one yesterday where a woman, Venezuelan, I should say, she came in and landed at the Salt Lake City airport.
Mm-hmm.
And ICE was right there.
Right.
And took her into custody. And she was screaming and pleading for help. And people were just, you know, walking by. And I'm thinking, man, what would I do in that situation?
Well, but we don't know the determining factors of why ICE was waiting specifically for her. Like, they might have had her name on a manifest. It might have been her second or third time entering when she wasn't supposed to. So there's still another side to the story that we don't know yet.
Listen, you are absolutely right, Dr. Ken, and you know, my mother was an immigrant before she came to this country in the early 70s from South America. And I bring that up because, you know, I've asked my mother how she feels about this. Now, my mother is 87, so this was coming from an 87-year-old experience. And, you know, she says that, you know, obviously, Denise, I don't want to see anyone being mistreated as a human being. With that being said, in order for me to have become a U.S. citizen, I had to go through a process.
Yep.
And it required a lot.
Yep.
And so she said, again, I've been in this country legally documented as a U.S. citizen
mm-hmm.
for over 50 years. So I don't know what has changed since then, but I do know that I had to go through the process. You know, I did what was the process to become a documented U.S. citizen. I knew the underlying message. I get it. I knew what my mother was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we're here, and a lot of people are saying, well, hey, it's either you're documented or you're not. You're legal or you're not. I get that. However, the underlying truth, let's unfilter this, Dr. Ken, is that there are people that have this ICE uniform on that are going to be targeting people that look like you and people that look like me just because of that.
Correct.
And that's where it gets problematic for me.
That is true. It should get problematic for everyone. I wanted to go back to something you were talking about when they enter residences, right? Based mm-hmm. solely on a more narrow administrative warrant. The part that people are missing, and it drives me crazy when I hear the media do this, because they almost purposefully leave out a part of the information that causes people to understand in some cases why they can kick in a door. The administrative warrant has to be to arrest someone with a final order of removal. That means that a judge has heard your case and you were for whatever reason, you're here illegally. You overstayed or you came in illegally, and an immigration judge heard the case and said, nope, you get a continuance, come by that. We're at the end. This is your final order of removal. You got to go. Those doors with administrative warrant, they can go in. That's what it says. Some people say it goes against your Fourth Amendment protections. However, it's an order from a judge, and they have a final order of removal. That means when I see Denise, Denise goes with me to the Marshal Service, who then goes to an airplane, and she's gone. Final order of removal. So those are some instances. I believe ICE officers are too aggressive, and they're not taking their time to literally determine who's a citizen and who's not. And it's not like it's a hard thing. A quick wanted check, right? A quick check will tell you. I shouldn't have to walk around with my birth certificate in my pocket. I shouldn't have to walk around.
Or my passport.
Or my passport. You should be able to look me up. And you can. There are multiple databases where you can. They are literally Immigration and Customs Enforcement. You should already know who's an American citizen and who's not. You should only be bothering with people that are on your list. If you are on a list that you are illegal, if you're on a list with a final order of removal, that means next time they come in contact with you, you go to the airport and you're out of here on the next thing flying. Those are the people. This has turned into ridiculousness. Two citizens have been killed. One very questionable. The other one, I'm not really seeing Border Patrol agents not getting charged, because Stevie Wonder would have seen that was wrong. And so at some point, we have to pull the reins. Now, one thing I will say, Tom Holman, who they sent, he's aggressive, but what he's not going to tolerate is an officer breaking the law. He will go after those agents that are not doing it the right way. I know people think, oh, it's Tom Holman and he's going to be over the top. And Tom Holman is fair. He's a tough kind of fair. So if you mess up and you're on his side, he's going to call you out. He might ship you back to D.C. or wherever you came from. But I'm hopeful that all this stuff will die down. Now, the Trump administration has already said he is sending no more troops or agents anywhere in the country unless that particular municipality or state requests help.
I heard that they are sending ICE officers right now as we speak to Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
It was all up in my news feed yesterday.
I'm talking about for protests.
Oh, okay. And I don't want us to compartmentalize, because at the end of the day, whether it's for protesters or whether it's you know, enforcing customs and immigration, mm-hmm. the reality is that many of us are now like real human beings that are U.S. citizens. We are feeling a sense of where our safety, and this is really, really where it gets problematic for me, because it's not just, it's dignity. You know, people, I saw a video, a black man was in his car in the parking lot with his window down, and he was waiting for his wife to come out of the grocery store. The reason why I know that is because
I remember saying it. Yep.
He said, you see that? Yeah. Yep. And you know, they're like, well, can I see your driver's license? I mean, it's humiliating to just be, you know, minding your business. You're not speeding. You're not publicly intoxicated. You're not disturbing the peace. And you've got like people in uniforms with ammunition, with guns, approaching you on a Saturday when you're just trying to, you know, spend some time with the family, go to the home improvement store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's sparking a lot of fear,
yep.
which again, to me, preludes, and I'm going to unfilter the truth and ruffle some feathers. See, these are all the indicators of what I call martial law. When I start seeing military force just slowly but surely walking down the street randomly, because what's going to happen is that people are going to get to the point, because people are already frustrated about inflation, affordable housing, and it's going to trigger. And then it's going to be, see, we need to have more officers. And then that's when it's going to ultimately escalate into either a larger martial law presence, or even civil war.
Mm.
And you can say that I'm overreacting or I'm being way dramatic, but these are the signs of the times. And so the most important thing that I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
is making sure that I understand my rights and understand exactly what steps to take if, you know, goodness forbid, I get approached. So if you haven't already, before we take a break, download that red card, because it's going to give you step by step, and they have them in both English as well as Spanish, because it's going to be very important for you to understand how to respond, what to do if you're stopped by an ICE or law enforcement officer. Please make sure you understand your rights, because you do have the right, as many of us who watch Law and Order, you do have the right to remain silent. You have the right to attorney. You have the right to ask, hey, let me see your warrant, slide it underneath the door. So whether it's judicial or not, if they don't have a warrant, then guess what? You don't get to come in my house.
Depends.
You don't have to. If you don't have a warrant and you are a officer of the law, please help me understand how you could just come into my house without a warrant.
So it depends. So if there, another way I can come into your house is if I'm in hot pursuit. So what's happening in many cases, I see you outside and I have your name, Denise Thomas. Oh, Denise, hey, you need to come talk to us. I look over, it's ICE. I run in my house and close the door. People think the police can't come in your house. But now,
where'd they get my name from? Where'd they get my name? Well, I'm not seeing that happening. I'm not seeing people saying, hey, Denise, I'm seeing people just walk up. I'm seeing ICE officers.
No, I get it. I get it. That's incorrect.
Okay.
But I'm speaking in terms of when it does work and when it is legal to do it. The only instance of that is when I know who you are. I've identified you. I have your picture and I see you're Denise, and I say, hey, Denise, come talk to me. We need to. And you run in the house and slam the door. I can come in your house because I'm in what's called hot pursuit. I've identified you. I know what you. Now, if ICE agents, and we have verified proof that that's what some of them are doing, just kicking in doors and going in, that's a problem. That's a major problem. I hope many people are getting attorneys. I hope many people are stepping up and documenting and videotaping and making sure this doesn't happen. I think the flip side, and I know we got to go to break, the flip side to that is we have to make sure that if you're out protesting and you see a federal or local law enforcement officer doing something, do not intercede. If you want to record it, but do not step in and impede that officer. Now you are breaking the law. And I think people don't understand that. At some point,
see, I didn't understand that.
Yeah. You cannot impede a federal or state officer.
When we come back, I'm going to do my best during break to check in with Dr. Ken, because again, Dr. Ken has a lot of knowledge when it comes to law enforcement. And when we come back, we're going to make this, we're going to talk more about Wisconsin. Okay. Because currently there is attorneys for five Wisconsin sheriffs that were named in a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union pushing to ban immigration and customs enforcement or ICE detainers in county jails. And they're asking their case be heard in federal court as opposed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So this is local. Also, a Wisconsin governor candidate is proposing ways that they are going to address ICE presence in the state of Wisconsin or even the city of Milwaukee. So stay locked in. You were listening to The Truth Unfiltered live with Dr. Ken Harris and yours truly, DT, the Effective Communication Coach. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered.
You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, along with the Effective Communication Coach, Denise Thomas. So we were kind of chatting on the break, and I'm gonna let you dive in.
Well, here's the thing that, and Dr. Ken, I have to share what you just stated.
Mm-hmm.
We really, as citizens, need to understand the consequences, the laws, and what's going on now, because a lot of these, let me just set it up, because what you shared off or during the break, I am sure would be valuable information to the listeners. So here's the reality. This one hits home, y'all, literally and figuratively and legally. So right now there are five Wisconsin sheriffs from Walworth, Brown, Marathon, Kenosha, and Sauk counties. They are at the center of a legal battle that could redefine what local law enforcement can do when it comes to immigration enforcement.
Right.
That's not one, not three, but five counties.
Right.
Now, ICE detainers request that county jails hold people for up to 48 hours after they should have been released, so federal immigration agents can come pick them up. Now, here's where it gets real, and then I'm going to just put the mic down so Dr. Ken can educate us. The sheriff's attorney, so all these sheriffs, they're arguing, the attorneys, I should say, are arguing that this is a federal issue, not a state issue. So they say that when sheriffs cooperate with ICE under what are known as, I don't want to write this down so you can study it, because I sure am, the 287G agreement.
Correct.
That 287 parentheses G parentheses agreements, they're effectively acting as federal law enforcement officers. So in other words, don't look at us. This is a federal authority.
Which I think now that argument that they're using is from a ACLU judge, American Civil Liberties.
Yes.
And I think they're taking broad latitude. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm just using my opinion. They're taking broad latitude with saying the law, the sheriff's department is acting as a federal officer. All they're doing is housing you. They're not going out and arresting you for the federal government. They're not doing anything except saying, we're not going to release you because another law enforcement agency with a warrant said hold you. Now, you would do that for a sheriff's department from Oklahoma if you wanted on a warrant and they asked you to hold them. So why wouldn't you hold them for the federal government? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so here's where it gets interesting. I'm just picking up where Dr. Ken left off. See, I'm basically like giving y'all, and I'm using the air quotes, the facts.
Right.
And then we're going to really understand how this hits home from Dr. Ken. Okay, so as Dr. Ken mentioned, ACLU of Wisconsin is basically telling the sheriffs, not so fast. Wisconsin law has never given sheriffs the authority to make immigration arrests.
Correct. Constitution doesn't. And without that authority, right. Right.
Yep. Holding someone on an ICE detainer is an illegal arrest.
That's not true.
What that means is that if you pay your bail, you paid your bail, you still can't go home. A jury acquits you, but you're still in handcuffs. It's not funny, but correct. I'm just like, this is, it's so ridiculous. And you show up to handle a traffic matter and you end up in a jail cell, not because you were convicted, not because a judge ordered it, but because of a detainer.
But again, the detainer is issued, but the detainer is issued by a judge. And all the ICE officer is doing is going through with what the judge asked for. So they hold you.
But see, that's where it gets complicated because the sheriffs are saying they're caught, which is fair. They're caught between a rock and a hard place because they're saying, look, we're just trying to keep communities safe. That's what, you know, most states, sheriff offices, they're trying to keep the community safe and cooperate with federal partners. And they're not trying to detain or keep anybody illegally.
That's not true.
And like you said, they do this with the FBI. They do this with U.S. Marshals. Mm-hmm. But
I don't think that's true. And here's why. I think those counties are allowing the ACLU to sue on their behalf, using them as plaintiffs, because they know if they decide they don't want to do it, they don't want to look bad in front of their other law enforcement partners because they still got to work with them in other areas. Number one. Number two, we're talking five counties. There are 72 counties in the state of Wisconsin. You're telling me 72 minus five, there are 66 counties that don't care because this is the first time I've ever heard in my entire, I had about 30 years of law enforcement experience, that a county said, we're not going to enforce the law, but if there's a detainer, we're going to honor it. Because you honor anything that comes from another judge. That's just the courtesy that you give. And, you know, when you're sworn and you're sworn to uphold Constitution, state constitution, city ordinances, all that. Will it really hurt you that bad to detain somebody who the federal government is looking for? That would scare me, especially if this person murdered someone, robbed someone, committed sexual assault, and you let him go because, I don't want to work with the government. That part, for me, the fear of making that one mistake would make me at least say, let's at least hold them, and if they don't want them, then release them. But we're talking 48 hours.
Let me ask you this. Actually, I want to ask you two questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Based on what you just shared.
And then we're going to go to break.
Just let our listeners know once again what our Citing Unlimited talk and text line number is.
855-616-1620.
Okay. So here's a couple of questions I have for you. And if you want to call or text and let us know how you feel about this. My first question is, if someone pays their bill or is acquitted by a jury, do you believe that they should still be detained for immigration purposes?
Yes.
Okay. So with that,
because you've actually broken federal law.
Okay. Should local sheriffs have the power to hold someone for ICE when the current Wisconsin law never explicitly gave them that authority?
They don't need the authority because if they have an agreement with the U.S. government to cooperate, they cooperate. If they don't have an agreement, they don't. Like, it's literally that simple. If you don't want to help out ICE or immigration or whoever, just don't. To make it this appeal that you don't want anybody to do it doesn't make any sense. It sounds as if you're trying to lord how you feel over everybody else. We're talking about only 5 out of 72 counties that publicly are coming out against supporting their fellow law enforcement. That doesn't sound too powerful to me. That sounds pretty weak to me. If you don't want to do, every sheriff has the right to say, no, we're not going to agree. And immigration detainers, we're not going to do it. And nobody has a problem with that at all. They're making it this issue because what they want to do is make it blank, because they want to make it blanket for the whole state. And I don't think they should speak for the whole state.
Well, I was going to ask, it sounds like this is not a Wisconsin. It's more of like a federal court decision versus like if this was to escalate to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, it sounds like this is more of federal court.
And that's what scares me. And that's what scares me.
Yeah.
You're going to have a court here make a decision with 5 counties in Wisconsin that's going to permeate across the country. Then what? God only knows who you're going to get released into the country.
Well, when we come back, there is a candidate, a Wisconsin governor candidate, that is proposing an ICE accountability commission. So when we come back, we're going to give you the name of this. Dr. Ken is laughing. Oh, I can't wait to understand why he's laughing. We come back, we're going to give you who this governor candidate's name is. And what this proposal means in terms of ICE Accountability Commission. Stay locked in. You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered Live with Dr. Ken Harris and your girl, DT, the Effective Communication Coach. We'll be back.
Welcome back to The Truth Unfiltered.
See, if I ruled the world, then I wouldn't have all these problems with ICE. See, I would just rule it and say, nope, this is what we're doing. And then we're done. But, you know. Women actually rule the world, so
you
know.
Then there's that.
Because women rule the world. I might be stupid, but I'm not a fool.
We do.
Yeah, there's more of y'all in the world than anything.
We run the world.
Y'all drive us crazy. We die early. See, it's all that.
As a U.S. citizen who lives in a country that had 2 female Democratic nominees win the presidency, that's
bigger. I'm not gonna get into a gender argument with you because I don't feel well. And then I'll be like, you'll be like, I can't believe you said that to me. Look, I told you to leave me alone. And then it'll just be like, it'll be viral by tomorrow. We'll be on X. We'll be on IG. You'll be like, oh my God, look at this fight. Oh,
let's do it. Listen, there is no such thing as bad PR.
Who you telling? Okay. Who you telling?
There is no such thing.
That's right.
And you know what? I've said it before and I'll say it again. That's why President Trump is a marketing genius.
Who you telling?
He could care less
about what people think.
In terms of the narcissist. Okay, let me stop.
Be careful. Hey, remember, federal government's listening. Be careful.
Man.
Excuse me. Look. Excuse me, Denise Thomas. Are you inside?
President Trump is a marketing genius. Okay? He's a marketing genius. And that is because he does not have a problem with, I think he kind of does. Yeah, so we're going to move on. Okay.
See, that was safe. I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you.
Yeah, I'm learning.
I'm proud of you. Nah, this 6 months ago?
Like 50s decade?
6 months ago? Denise would have been, look, let me tell you this.
Right.
I would have been shrinking behind the microphone. So, yeah. I'm so proud.
And then look, as soon as I get home, you're being audited by the Federal Internal Revenue Service. Anyway. Thank y'all so much. I gotta maximize this last segment because it will be me solo during our second hour. I'm looking forward to watching the Grammys tonight. I know they're live. They're going on live right now. So I'm going to watch it when the show is over. But if you are listening and watching us on X, thank you so much for tuning in. We were talking about, or we have been covering, ICE enforcement practices, both, you know, all over the country and what that means for Milwaukee. So one of the Democratic candidates for governor, Joel Brennan, is proposing something Wisconsin has never seen before. It is a Wisconsin Accountability Commission. And this will be a state level body specifically focused on reviewing potential civil rights violations by federal immigration officers. So under the proposal, I'm going to give you all the highlights. So Dr. Ken, just let me know.
All right.
Now, under this, under Brennan's proposal, this commission would collect photo and video evidence of ICE operations, track patterns of enforcement and use of force, hold public meetings so communities can be heard, issue formal reports, and refer possible civil rights violations to state or federal authorities. I don't see anything wrong with this. I think it's very healthy. But you kind of did your face, your eyebrows went up.
You have no jurisdiction in the federal government to do any of that. The state doesn't have jurisdiction over federal officers. If you don't want them to come in and be able to do things and hold detainers, then why would you allow them to have governance over a federal officer? It's idiocy. That's one. Number two, your commissions are the same type of commissions you've had all the way back since the Civil Rights Act of 1964. They didn't work then. You didn't come through then. You're not going to come through now. Bottom line is that there are federal avenues to take care of people and to stop that type of thing from happening. That's why we have people in the Congress, and that's why we have people in the U.S. Senate to do that. Wisconsin has no business telling a federal law enforcement officer what they can and can't do any more so than the federal government can come in and tell a local law enforcement officer what they can or can't do. It's about people who are grandstanding and just making up stuff to try to make themselves sound important. But all these commissions and all this other stuff has never done anything. You haven't been able to keep the Black community and the Hispanic community in Wisconsin safe from state cops. Why would I expect you to keep us safe from federal cops? Makes no sense.
I disagree.
Okay.
I mean, I agree. I agree in terms of the bureaucracy and you know, the federal versus the state law. However, I do believe that a commission based on the proposal under Joel Brennan, who again is the Democratic candidate or running as a Democratic candidate for governor of Wisconsin, it's a formal process.
It's not.
But it also,
you have no jurisdiction whatsoever. None.
Well, when I say formal, I mean in the sense of allowing people to collect evidence, whether it's their smartphone. And so that way there is accountability.
There isn't.
There is a way that you can track patterns.
Who are you going to give it to? You can't arrest anybody. You can't subpoena anybody. You can't force anybody to testify. You're not a grand jury. You can't indict anybody. Like, it's for show. The same thing they always give, you know, the community. Stuff for show, and it appeases people, but you have no teeth.
But here's my thing. When you hear a lot of people from the community express concern, there's no platform to do it. And oftentimes people, when they're deciding on who to vote for, they're often factoring, you know, how often have I had access or interaction, or what means do I have to hold my elected officials accountable? I think the Accountability Commission is a healthy thing, especially when they're talking about having public meetings so communities can be heard. That to me, and they have that paper trail, that's not a negative thing.
But where does it go?
And I understand the lens that you're looking at it.
No. I'm looking at it as a citizen. Where does it go? There's no outlet for it. Now, if we have our House of Representatives sitting on that commission, and it's a federal commission, I don't have a problem with it, because now they have subpoena power. Now they can say, Dr. Ken, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. We're calling you in front of Congress. That's a whole different conversation. some.
Okay, well, then let me ask you this.
Yes, ma'am.
So if federal officers operate in Milwaukee County.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, for purpose of this argument, let me just take out county. So if federal officers operate, and when I say federal officers, I'm specifically talking about ICE. If they're able to operate in local communities, mm-hmm. you should be responsible for ensuring that civil rights are not violated. And that's, to me, where this commission could support that. I hear the music. Dr. Ken, are you out?
I'm out.
I to really understand.
I'm out.
He's out. He says, okay. All right, y'all. Well, stay locked in. Maybe I can get him to give me a download, then I'll share with you when you come back. Stay locked in. The second hour, we got a lot of hot topics. I'll be holding the fort down. Dr. Ken, thank you so much for your agility, your resilience, and your support as always. I hope you feel better, brother.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. We'll be back, y'all. Stay locked in.